Blockbus.net Podcast Network. It's the After Party with Chris and Sarah. Preacher, Episode 8. Valero.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. You know, I probably should have looked that up beforehand.
Damn it, look it up now while I tell the story of the time that I tried to go to a church and a preacher started shooting at me.
What?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
It totally happened.
No.
Yeah, me and my Civil War reenactment buddies decided to...
Okay, that's when I knew you were lying, because I can't picture you hanging out with Civil War reenactment
No,
guys.
I totally did, and I was on the side of the West.
So, Google says the translation of El Valero is the Valero.
Oh, I'm El Nino. That's Spanish for
the Nino. That's very funny.
Chris Farley, everyone.
I will say this is actually, I think, my favorite complete episode of the show so far.
Yeah?
For one thing, we've turned the corner on getting to that where we know he has to get for this show to end up being like the comics.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, like, we've seen him, like, this ends with him basically like, I'm ready to tell God to go fuck himself.
Yep.
Right. That's the Jesse Custer we actually know from the comic books.
Yeah.
Where his whole goal is to tell God to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Pretty much. We see a lot more of the sort of comic, like, violent and mixed with comedy tone that the
yes.
comics are better known for than the show has been so far. I mean, all the thing with the redneck troops who you love, they're like, yeah, come on out, bring your guns. And so a bunch of them decide to dress up in Civil War reenactment
outfits. Oh my God,
yeah.
And then later they're like picnicking and
yeah.
having sandwiches.
Yeah,
and
they're
beers.
Having, it's Texas. It's like anything is happening and it's the excuse to basically do a, what do you call it? Like
tailgate.
A tailgate party. You're like,
Texas!
You go, are they going to shoot? Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that was funny.
You're concur.
That
concur.
Was funny.
Doctor, do you concur?
This is my review. That was funny.
That was funny.
And that's why I'm a professional film critic.
Aw. Footage of old woman applauding.
Yay. So, I liked this episode a lot. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought the hallucinating arse face was a little too done.
I liked it. I just made me mad when I thought he really had saved him from hell, and they kept it up for a good 15 minutes before they're like, nope, he really isn't. I mean, they even tease you with the moment where he's not real, where he comes back out, he's not there.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm over here.
And
you're like, oh, to like that was a total, like, to make you go, okay, I guess he really did get him. Mm-hmm. And then to say, nah, he didn't. I was like, that's kind of a dick move.
You know what? when he was like, how do we get Arseface or Eugene out of hell? I was like, fucking call Castiel. That's how you get people out of hell.
Wrong show.
What?
Although I'm starting to believe that the same universe is Lost, because that last little bit we got at the end with the guy in the power room whose old job is to just wait for a period of time and then push the button.
And there was a
to
Scottish
make it
guy.
Not explode. I'm like, that's the hatch from
yes.
Lost. I'm sorry.
And Clancy Brown was there. He wasn't.
He was
I'm
not
sorry.
There. Every show is improved by Clancy Brown, though.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be great if he showed up
obviously.
At some point. It'd be very nice, Clancy, if you just bothered to show up.
Yeah. Wait, what did I watch the other day? And he was, I don't remember. It's not important.
Weird fake out, a second fake out as well with a guy where we assume he's going to kill himself.
Yes.
And then he was just blowing his eardrums out.
You're that like, was quite smart of him to do.
Yeah.
I must say, for a dumb redneck.
Well, he's one of the only people in the town who's had enough personal experience with the voice that knows that that's a thing. And there was nothing he could do to fight him with that.
Yeah.
So it was like, to him, it was like, well, that's the only option.
He could have gotten, like, construction-grade earmuffs that, like, they wear when they do jackhammering and stuff like that. But no.
I'm guessing, like, they don't make earmuffs strong enough to completely black out the word of God.
True.
Is my guess.
Well, I mean, have you looked?
No. I mean, they don't market them like that.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting if they did.
We'll block out the word of God.
Earmuffs so strong you can't even hear God command you.
And it's just got, like, a picture of the, like, knockoff Rick Grimes.
Doing the Buddy Christ.
Yeah, yeah, he's such a knockoff Rick Grimes.
He kind of is.
But he's kind of better looking.
Is he?
Me. Yeah, like if he were in a different role and he wasn't a...
Well, he's less oily than Rick Grimes is, which is a natural consequence of the zombie apocalypse.
So many people are less oily than Rick Grimes, so the bar is pretty low for that one.
I don't know. I guess I felt like this is the first episode that in its entirety actually felt like a Preacher comic book.
Yeah, I think the tone was right. I think the action was right. I think... The shots were right. The shots looked more like the comic,
yeah.
I think. Something about it.
It had a more just in general comic feel to it, for sure. And I liked that Jackie O'Haley, who we've seen so much as just sort of a generic villain, we actually get a piece of like his puzzle. What's the deal there? We get two pieces. We get one, the whole like, okay, something killed his daughter and probably wife.
It was the ski lift.
Oh, it was the ski lift that happened. Okay, all right. Yeah.
And then their bodies got shipped, and he took them apart, we assume.
Yes. And then the fact that he, which is from the comic, that he believes in a meat god, which I think at the end Jesse took sort of metaphorically, but has no idea how literal this guy actually means it. I'm presuming he has a big refrigerator with all the mashed up parts of his family and the cow all like on a cross somewhere.
Or... built into a giant statue.
Ew.
Well, that's
meat,
what they
meat
call
statue.
Me.
Yeah.
But I was going to say something about him. He does such a good job with this character because in the comics he's almost like a Yosemite Sam type, like, "Ooh, I'm going to get that creature varmint." he's subtler in a way, and that makes him creepier.
Yeah,
I think. Creeper.
He's Creeper.
He's Creeper. And more menacing as well. I feel like it's obviously, you know, anybody could kick his ass because he's a little guy.
Yeah.
But.
Even so, it's clear that just, well, if not for also the fact it continues to title him as special appearance by Jackie Earle Haley, which means not going to be around on this show for that long. But just like in the comic, that he is a minor early villain, and
he's in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're leading up to his demise, and really the last we're going to see of this town, and I suspect will be the finale, and exactly what everybody is calling. It's going to end where the comic book begins, where that church blows the fuck up with everybody in it.
Yay.
with Jesse being the sole survivor in the church.
Yep.
I think they're even going to kill Eyebrow Pluck.
Oh, I hope so. No, just her eyebrows survive.
Just her eyebrows survive
just,
and they
like,
go on.
Just like sentient eyebrows floating around.
Your eyebrows will go on. and then we got to see that weird little thing where, like, you were going, why is Tulip adopting a dog?
Yeah.
And the whole thing only to realize, she's feeding him to Cassidy.
Okay. They live in a town that has a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Why not get a cow?
I think it's got, well, that may have been just harder. You can't just walk in and say, can I have a cow?
You can't? It's Texas.
I don't think you can. I don't think they're like cows at the ASPCA adoption center.
Or like...
they're just wandering around with a sad little Holstein.
They could have gotten... Well, maybe it was an old dog.
Yeah. I mean, you assume that's what you'd go for, right?
Yeah, like a really old, sick dog.
Yeah. Dog looked healthy to me. It was kind of cute.
He was a ham dog.
I was kind of falling in love with that dog.
I know.
She's rubbing him and telling him how good he is. I'm like, oh, look at the dog. He's so
Who's
cute.
Who's the best, tastiest piece of meat? You are.
Here you go. Have some more wet food with honey. Maybe a little beer.
Cass is like, put some whiskey on him.
Well, at the very least, you know, glad that it's firmly establishing, okay, Cass is going to be fine.
Yes.
I actually thought when the Doofus blew his eardrums out, wandered in the church, I thought it was going to be Cassidy.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Actually, no, I thought it was going to be Hair Star.
Yeah.
Coming in and being like, this is mine.
I suspect we're not going to see another whit of Hair Star until the very end of the next, the final episode, which is two episodes from now. Yes. Once again, we'll see a little bit more of him before the season is over, but I doubt we're going to see him in our timeline. Yet,
yeah.
You know? And we didn't even talk about the angels, their whole, let's come in, do the job, didn't work. Okay. Well, I guess we're just leaving. I'm kind of like, why didn't Jesse just command them to stop? He had the Genesis
question.
Back at that point. Maybe he's just scared to use it again. I mean, cause he's got all those rednecks attacking him. You're just like, why don't you just use after that sequence, you're like, why don't you just use the voice of the loudspeaker and tell them all to go fuck themselves?
Probably because he knows the consequences now.
Yeah, he's too scared to use it.
He's like, stop attacking me. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, they could interpret that in any number of ways. Yeah, I think he's going to go through some reticence to use it at all, which is also something that happened not early in the comic, but not till later. But still, like, I think a sensible thing I can see to move towards earlier, where they go on wacky adventures, and it would be really useful if Jesse would just use his power. But he's like, yeah, I don't think I'm going
to
do that.
He's like, no, I have to use it sparingly because of some reason.
I read in this comic book, with great power comes great responsibility.
I think it was called Watchmen.
It was one of them Jewish comic books called Spider-Man.
Which one?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. You mean Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Excelsior.
Shmuel Spider-Man. Excelsior.
All right. We'll be back in another week with our review of episode 9.
Ooh, two more.
Closer to the finale.
Now it's going to really be the finale.
And Spider-Man will save the day.
Spider-Man. I hope, what's his fucking name? Stan Lee makes an appearance in this show.
Greetings, true believers.
I was like Spike Lee.
Yeah, besides, these came out for DC, not Marvel, so.
Yeah, but.
Probably no. And DC doesn't have a Stan Lee. They're kind of like, we need a big, adorable, ancient Jewish mascot. Damn it.
We need neckbeards to laugh in the back of theaters really loudly to point out that they know who this guy is.
True.